Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Luke Homan Memorial Basketball Showcase is on the air. Live from Brookfield Central High School. Let's get courtside with Bart Winkler and big-time Mike McGivern.
And good morning, almost good afternoon on a snowy Saturday throughout the Milwaukee area. But we've got basketball to be played here at Brookfield Central for the 2020 Luke Homan Memorial Showcase. There are games going on all throughout the day, a couple of different gyms to watch basketball action. You can come on out here. It's $10 to get in, and you are good for the day. We've got a couple games going on now wrapping up. We're going to bring you two of them here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Today, Greendale Martin Luther, they will come in today. The Spartans of Greendale Martin Luther, they will come in at 8-2 overall, and they'll take on Pius Catholic, the Popes losing last night. Having a tough start to the season, but rebounding a little bit. We'll tell you more about that here coming up in our pregame show, and then we're going to have for you Racine Case and Menominee Falls. So two games of prep action. This is the third time this season we're able to do it. I'm Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern here as well as he's been all morning. More high school hoops on The Fan, Mike, and you know we love doing this, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors, including Brookside Baptist Church, Wisconsin Lutheran College, as well as Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. So again, it is because of great places like that that allow us to give these kids some nice shine throughout the Milwaukee area today, and we want to thank them, and hopefully you guys can thank them in return for that. Mike, there should be a good couple of games that we've got at least on the radio broadcast.
Yeah, the first one I'm really looking forward to. You know, I coached at Martin Luther for a number of years. First year in retirement.
This is like Troy Aikman calling a Cowboys game.
Well, hopefully not everybody will turn us down and try to find it on TV. You know, that's kind of what a lot of people do. I've been talking about these guys I coached last year. Etzel's smiling at me right now. Obi looks like he's going to play. You playing today, Obi? Yeah, his ankle is all better. Joey Imicus, these guys, Trey Burris is a good, awfully good team, well-coached, and I know how much maybe they don't miss me as much as I miss them. I'm not sure if Ryan Schofield is playing today or not. Schofield, you playing today? Yeah, he is. There we go. Hey, I got to tell you, this kid that's standing in front of us right now, Obi, He's a challenge to coach sometimes, and he knows that. He is a challenge, but I'll tell you what, watching him play this year, man, he has really played well. And he's a kid I'm going to get on the air one of these days because I'm a big fan of his. And he works really hard, man. Got a motor that goes. So talking about Pius a little bit, I talked to Coach Klassen, and he said, look, we had some issues in the beginning of the season. We had some kids doing some things that maybe they shouldn't be doing. So we had a couple of kids that we did not play. And we're starting to get after it a little bit better now. And he's kind of pleased with the way they are right now. And hopefully they can turn it around the second half of the season. And I think they're going to play well today against Martin Luther.
Martin Luther, champions last year, Mike.
State champs.
You retire out on top.
Yeah.
You retire out on top, state champions. They're 8-2 at this point here in the season, going back for that Division III crown. How do you think they've done so far? I mean, obviously every year you lose a few guys in the senior class, but how do you think they've done so far returning here after the state championship campaign?
Really? Well, look, they're led by Joey Imicus, who played a lot for us, led the state in three-point shooting last year, and he's an all-around good kid. And he's the one piece that really played a ton for us last year, and he's the one that kind of leads this team. But, man, there's more than just him. The guards that we had last year that came off the bench that didn't get a lot of time in Ryan Schofield and Garrett Moore are really playing well. And people ask me, where do these kids come from? Well, you know what? They practice against the best guards in the state every single day last year, Bart. every single day, and now it's their chance to shine. This is now their team, and they've taken full advantage of that opportunity.
So like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman do when they are broadcasting Cowboys games, we will give you an unbiased broadcast. At least I can promise that. I think you have a level of professionalism where you can, because, again, I'm Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern, and Mike's been very connected to the Greendale Martin Luther program, being an assistant coach, but we'll be able to at least bring you a lot about that. And then Pius going through some of their struggles. A little bit better as of late. They did lose to Pewaukee last night, 67-55. They're out of the Woodland West Conference, 2-8 overall. As you mentioned, Joe Klassen, the coach there in Division II.
Hall of Fame coach, by the way.
Only averaging, though, about 40 points a game here this season. So if you're going to contend with Greendale Martin Luther, who they're averaging in the lower 70s, I mean, they're going to have to get some shots up early. We've seen a lot of these games this year where maybe one team has the edge physically, where one team has the edge just in basketball IQ. If you can keep these games close early and go into that locker room, you know, whether it's within 10, within 5, or even with a lead, once you get to that second half, anything can happen.
And when you're playing at 11:45 on a Saturday, the morning after you just played a conference game, it a lot depends on the kind of energy that the team comes out with, who's interested in being here at the Luke Holman. Look, does Pius need to come out and play well? They do. They do for a couple of reasons. One, again, unlike the Pius teams from the past, they are not having much success on the basketball floor. And they're in a conference that they, in order to get some wins, you've got to play well. Really good coaches, and the conference is really tough. Martin Luther has, look, they played really well this year. I've watched them enough to know that this is a team that's clicking, and they pass the ball and they defend really well. So in order for Pius to stay with them, they have to come out and play with energy. Both teams are going to play man-to-man. Nobody's playing zone today. And it's going to depend, I think, on that first five, six, seven kids on each team to find out where this thing is at. There's a chance that this thing gets out of hand early. And Martin Luther gets up on top and Pius doesn't make it a game. I don't think that's going to happen today.
Well, I'm very, very interested in how the first 10 minutes of this ball game go. Three of the four teams that we're going to see tonight again, Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 on the AM and the radio.com app. We've got two high school basketball games for you coming up. Pius Catholic coming up against Greendale Martin Luther, the Popes against the Spartans. And then right after that one, we will have Menominee Falls and Racine Case. Menominee Falls in action last night, Pius in action last night, Martin Luther in action last night. So two of the teams that we'll see right now, both of them were in action last night. And in the NBA, they're trying to do everything they can to eliminate back-to-backs. And even on that second night of a back-to-back, they're resting NBA guys. And the NBA guys come out sloppy after 24 hours. These guys played, 15 hours ago they had a game.
But these are 16, 17, 15-year-old kids. And remember how much energy you had back then? Yeah, these kids are ready to play, and they love to play basketball. And you're going to be able to find out relatively quickly in the game, you know what, who went home after the game last night, who got some sleep, who made sure they got some fluids and food in them, and who's ready to go at this point. So,
was there, as a coach, is it even without a game, maybe the night before, these games that are in the day, do you notice a difference between day games
100%.
And your typical night games?
100%.
What do you see?
I know I have. Depending on the group of guys, but it is different. Because you know what? At this age, and when you're coaching varsity basketball, you want everything to be routine, Bart. You want tip-off to be 7 o'clock. You want your shoot-around. You want to always eat 3 hours ahead of time. So we're always planning on eating at 4 o'clock to make sure that you know, we get what we need from the food so that at 7 o'clock they're ready to go. We're making sure the day before that they're getting fluids, 2 days before getting fluids. You know, we set all that up in its routine. This is when you're going to be here. You're going to get a shoot-around from 3:30 to 5 to 4. At 4 o'clock, we're going to meet here. You're going to eat at 4 o'clock. You're going to do this at 5 o'clock, and we're going to come together. We're going to watch the JV team. This, now, there's no JV game ahead. They're getting up to the school at 9 o'clock to get a shoot-around. They're making sure you're going to get something to eat on your own, you know, that kind of thing. So there's variables, and you're not sure, and you can't control what these kids are doing 3 hours ahead of the game. Are you eating? Are they not eating? They're going to tell you they're eating, but you're never sure.
So we're just the scheduled 11:45 tip. We'll have it for about 11:50 here. There's about 9.5 minutes to go yet of warm-up, and then we will bring you the first of two games today at the Luke Holman Memorial Basketball Showcase. And again, there are games all day here at Brookfield Central. Two gyms, games all day, games all the way up until 9 o'clock. Brookfield East, Marquette, Muskego, Pewaukee, De Pere, Homestead, Tosa East, West Bend East, New Berlin Eisenhower, Germantown. All of these teams are in action at various times throughout the day, so you can definitely check it out. $10 gets you in for the whole day here at Brookfield Central with a couple of different gyms, so you can go back and forth, and you'll be able to see basketball throughout the entirety of the day. This is a light day, I think, in the world of sports nationally. There's no NFL today. You got the championship games tomorrow, which I do want to remind people, right here at 3 p.m. tomorrow, myself and Ryan Horvath will have the Green and Gold pregame show for you, 2.5 hours.
Do you guys need me to sit in on that one at all?
Well, you are, I mean, geez, you are on the air for about 20 hours on a Saturday already.
Yeah, okay.
If you want to pinch hit
no,
on
I'm just kidding.
If you want to call in, 414-799-1250 to get your prediction tomorrow.
Can I promote Faith in the Zone tomorrow?
Absolutely.
8 a.m. and 8 p.m. tomorrow on 105.7 FM, the Fan. We're going to replay interviews that we had with J.K. Scott, the punter for the Packers.
Perfect.
And Mason Crosby, the kicker for the Packers.
Also perfect. And I'll promote Chuck and Winkler every day, weekday morning, 6 to 10.
That's perfect.
On the Fan. And we'll break down the Packers on Monday. Leroy Butler will join us at 7.
It's a great segment, by the way.
With Leroy?
You know what? It is a must-listen-to
segment.
Wow,
thank you.
I'm not kidding. It's really good. Boy, does he have a keen insight, obviously. But I think the three of you together are really good.
Well, who better to talk to than a guy who's been there before, especially NFC Championship game in San Francisco? I mean, he's done that very thing. So we'll have him coming up on Monday. But we've got a couple of basketball games for you here. Menominee Falls and Racine Case just after about quarter after one. Pius and Greendale Martin Luther. That game will be next. Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern, we will have the coverage for you. This is 1250 AM, 105.7 FM. Two games at the Luke Holman Showcase coming up for you next here on The Fan. It's the Luke Holman Memorial Basketball Showcase. There's games all day here at Brookfield Central. We've got a pair for you on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 on your AM dial, and everywhere at the radio.com app. And you can go back and rewind the app. You can listen to big-time shows from earlier today. You can listen to any of the games that you happen to miss. If you've got to pause the action today, you can do that. Certainly, you may do that. Mike McGivern, big time, with me, Bart Winkler, here at Brookfield Central in the gymnasium. Two gyms here, games all day in both of them. Again, we'll have two of them for you. Menominee Falls and Racine Case is in about an hour and a half. Right now, we've got Pius and Greendale Martin Luther, the Popes versus the Spartans. Starting lineups brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Make window replacement part of your 2020 vision in as little as one day. Your home can be so much more energy efficient, even in the wintertime. PellaWI.com. Your starters for the Popes tonight of Pius Catholic. Again, they are 2-8 overall, 0-6 rather, in the Woodland West Conference. So this is a game they're looking to turn things around, losing last night to Pewaukee. Richard Bradley will get the start, the 6'2 senior guard, averaging about 13 points per game. Dexter Lovett, 6'2, the senior forward, averaging about 16 points a game. He'll be joined by James Bunzel, the 5'9 junior guard, Ethan Honish, the 5'11 junior guard, and then Sincere Rhodes Claiborne. So starting for Pius will be Bradley, Love, Bunzel, Honish, Rhodes Claiborne. For Greendale Martin Luther, the Spartans winning last night against Racine Lutheran. They are 5-1 in the Metro Classic Conference and 8-2 overall. The 5'9 senior at point guard, Garrett Moore, averaging 6 assists a game. Look for him to be a distributor today. Joey Imikis, the 6'2 senior guard, he's been big for them, averaging nearly 17 points a game, shooting around 35% from distance. So hopefully we see some of that put up tonight. Sevier Campbell will be in action today, the 6'3 junior guard. They've got a freshman starting at guard, 6'2, Demarius Shakur, and then Trey Burns, the 6'1 junior, averaging about 10 points a game. Moore, Imikis, Campbell, Shakur, and Burns.
Burris. Trey Burris. He's a junior, played JV for us last year, one of the better JV players on just about any other team, he would have been brought up on varsity, but because we were pretty stacked at that point, we were able to keep him on JV. We were also joined at courtside by Pastor Ken Kellner, Pastor Keith Fleming are joining us tonight. I appreciate Brookside Baptist Church sponsoring our player of the game. We get a chance to have them on after the game, maybe at halftime. I know you and Pastor Ken, you know, kicked me out last time, and Pastor Ken's not happy that I'm sitting here. He'd rather be sitting here. I can tell you this, that both teams are going to come out and play man-to-man. What they're going to try to do is make sure it's hard to make the easy pass, not let anybody get in gaps. They want to both get the ball down the floor, under control, and get good shots. And I think, as we had talked about in the pregame, that is really important for Pius to play well early. Two starters for Martin Luther. Two regular starters have been injured, are both going to play today. Ryan Schofield and Obi are two kids that mean a lot to this team, both injured, but both going to get back on the floor today.
Martin Luther will win the tip, and on your radio dial, they'll be going right to left. They're in the All Blacks with the yellow side trimming. Pius will then be going left to right, obviously. They're wearing the whites with yellow lettering and yellow trim. Martin Luther with the ball first, with the three-point shot first. That no good from Campbell, and Pius will now come the other way. Running the point will be the 5'9 junior guard, James Bunzel. And 5'9 may be even a stretch on that program. They work it up top, back to Bunzel, down low. They look into Bradley, and the ball is swatted away.
Right to Pastor Ken, who wanted to shoot the ball, and the ref said, give me the ball. They're going to kick out Pastor Ken about 8 seconds after he gets here.
Ball last touched by a Pope, so it will go to Martin Luther, and they've got it coming out from their basket. Again, going right to left on your radio.com dial. Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern, a couple of games for you here.
Imekis.
This one gets off to a 3-0 start. Joey Imekis for three again, shooting about 36% from distance, Mike, on the season.
Yeah, he led the state last year in any division in three-point shooting. His percentage was better than anybody in the state, and he starts the game with a three.
Working it down low are the Popes, swatted away, rebound no good. Again, the rebound for Bradley, puts it up a second time, can't get it to go. So a couple opportunities for Bradley, unable to put it in, and now the Spartans of Martin Luther going the other way. One more time, right to left on the dial. Imekis puts it up. That one, no good. 1-for-2 now on the night from three. A 3-0 start to this game for the Spartans of Martin Luther. And now here comes Pius. Bunzel with the basketball. They work near side corner. Tipped away from Campbell, who will drive it to the rack and lay it in. And a quick timeout now for Pius. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 5-0. Just about 2 minutes have expired in this game.
Yeah, not the start that Pius was looking for. They got a couple of decent looks the last trip down, couldn't score, gave up a three, and then a turnover for an easy breakout layup for Campbell to go down 5-0. And I think Coach Klassen has the same idea that we have, which is they've got to get out to a good start. That's why he took a quick timeout to say, hey, again, take care of the ball, make the easy pass, and let's knock down a shot here.
And you're getting two teams that normally wouldn't match up against each other. And the stat, Mike, that jumps off the page right away is Pius is averaging about 40 points a game. And I know they've gone through some suspensions and everybody getting work back in. But Martin Luther, about 74 points a game. So clearly there's a disparity there. And you don't want things to get away early. And we'll see what they do now working out of this timeout. Pius, the Catholic Popes, now with the basketball again going left to right. Again, it's Bunzel with the basketball. The three-point shot is off the mark. That was Ethan Honish. He averages about 8 points per, doesn't get any there.
He got a good look. He got an open look, but did not hit iron on that.
Do you suggest they shoot, or should you look for the right shot?
Well, I think it depends on their personnel. I have not seen them play a lot this year. They got to make sure that they're getting good looks or this thing will get away from them in a hurry. And then on defensive end, they need to make sure that they take away that gap and make it difficult for Martin Luther to do what they do.
Garrett Moore playing good defense after he just laid it in on the other side. So Garrett Moore, the 5'9 senior guard, with his first two of the night. And it's 7-0 right away. Martin Luther, state champions in D3 a year ago. Mike McGivern, one of those guys. He's with me now, Bart Winkler, here at Brookfield Central. One of those guys on the sidelines coaching, of course.
Man, a lot easier when I was on that side. No, this side is easier because I know everything that's going wrong here, and I can fix all of it.
A block, but then the recovery, the body of Shakur, he was laying out of bounds when he collected the block, so it will stay with the Catholic Popes.
You know, we have three Hall of Fame refs for this game, by the way.
Do we?
Yeah, these guys been around a while, but they're as good as they get. Kenny Kester's there, Von Rudin's here. They're good.
Didn't I rip on one of these guys last time?
You did. Yeah, I didn't mention him. I'm not saying anything. You know what? I'm not going against those guys at all. First foul of the game for Martin Luther.
Pius at the line. It'll be Dexter Love, and Dexter, he gets the Pope's first points of the game.
He's their leading scorer, too, so they got to get him going, averaging about 15 a game, 16 a game. So he's the one that they have to start getting some open looks for.
Well, he's got two from the stripe, so it's 7-2. Again, 18-minute halves, 3 minutes have expired in the first, and it's 7-2 Martin Luther. Now here they come, working towards the left side of your Radio.com app. Good pass down low. They kick it back out. Shakir's open. They try to go back inside, rather, to Burris, and that ball's going to get knocked away. Unable to collect the handle there is Burris.
Yeah, it was a good look. This young freshman for Martin Luther, who's getting a lot of playing time, game's starting to slow down for him a little bit. From the beginning of the year when I watched him play to now, things have slowed down, and he understands he belongs here and making sure he's doing the things that Coach Wallersheim's asking him to do.
They go down low to Bradley, kick it back out to Love. Again, he's averaging 16 per game. Goes for the three there, unable to get it done. More the other way. Drives on that left side, which he likes to do, it looks like. And that's 4 points for him. Normally a distributor, but he's got 4 points right away.
Yeah, he will try to get in the gap, but if he can get to that gap and nobody's going to help defensively for Pius, he's really good. He's good enough to lay that in. And what he normally is doing is he's looking to draw and kick, but there's nobody helping defensively right now for Pius.
Lazy pass from Pius goes out of bounds, so it's Martin Luther basketball. 9-2, they lead just 4 minutes into this one. And this has the make
receiver on the football team.
Imekis drops it back to Moore. And now back over to Campbell. They're trying to find Moore down low, and now he's got 6 points on the night using the window. And it's an 11-2 lead for the Spartans of Martin Luther. So exactly what Pius could not let happen has happened. Let's see if Love can answer the other way. The kick out to Landon Swan, who's entered the game. Back over to Jeremiah Scott, ball off of him. It looks like it last was touched by Martin Luther. So Jeremiah Scott, the 5'10 junior guard, will inbound as they worked a couple of substitutions off that timeout. Let's try to get some even fresher legs in there. Again, both of these teams playing last night and having to play at 11:50 a.m. here in the morning.
Yeah, foul on Trey Burris, tried to take away the gap, was going to try to get a charge there, and called on him. He was moving when he tried to take the charge. But again, if you watch Martin Luther defensively, a lot of help side. Really making things difficult for Pius at this point.
They're looking for Rhodes Claiborne. He dishes it back out to Love. Love up, but a traveling violation as he was headed to the basket. So still having a hard time finding any points outside of the two they got from the charity line. And it's 11-2 in favor of Martin Luther. 12:44 to go in the first half. Spartans with the basketball. The shot up and good. It's Joey Imekis again. 13-2. Hot start from the Spartans.
Yeah. This is difficult for Pius because offensively they're challenged. They are. You know how many points they score a game, and defensively Martin Luther's sticking it to them.
Campbell with the block and Moore at the other end. Layup won't fall, but he will go to the line for a couple. So Garrett Moore with 6 points already tonight has the opportunity here shooting foul first against Pius. Two have been called against Martin Luther. 12:21 to go. High school hoops here on the fan. Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern. Garrett Moore, rather, to the line for two, makes the first.
Deuce. So they call him Deuce.
They call him Deuce.
Yeah, because he's Garrett Moore. The second, here's the tough part for Pius, is now two regular starters for Martin Luther had injuries, Ryan Schofield and Obi. are two guys that are now coming in off the bench for this game because they're healthy enough to play. And so Martin Luther's doing that without two starters, and now they've got their regular starting five on the line, on the court.
Garrett Moore's all over this game. He got a quick steal on the inbound and laid that in. That's 9 points for him, and it's a 16-2 head start here for Martin Luther. And they just made some substitutions, as Mike mentioned, and they've got an even better lineup out there now. The three-point shot is off the mark, off the hands of Bradley. For Pius, just a one-shot possession. Here comes Imekis the other way, and he'll get hacked. 16-2, just 6 minutes into this ball game.
Exactly what Pius did not need in this, because you know what happens when you got a season like Pius is having, and you're losing a lot of games. You get down 16-2, 18-2. You just start thinking, okay, here we go again. And when you talked about trying to be close at halftime. They need to start to clamp down a little bit defensively and take care of the ball and get decent shots. And right now, Pius is not doing any of that.
First shot at the line made by Imekis, 17-2. Make it 18-2. He makes another one. Couple of subs in for Pius. Daniel Herrera, Bunzel comes back in, and Kamani Palmer checks in for the first time tonight. And they're going to need something off the bench. Pope's trail 18-2. 6.5 minutes in on this one. Next game we'll have is Menominee Falls and Racine Case. Got a lot of time left in this one, but Pius needs to turn things around quickly. They trail again 18-2. Working it down low. Now they go to Herrera, who just entered the game, and with 11:17 to go in the first half, he gets the first two non-free throw points for the Popes.
Yeah, you know, they moved the ball well that trip down and got a nice baseline jumper from Herrera.
So maybe don't go into three-point chuck mode yet?
No, no. It's a lot of basketball to be played. This is a side of ball you got to start getting stops on defense, and that's where it starts.
Moore tries to drive into three guys, maybe a little heat check. Stolen in the other way. Shot no good. Good nifty move from Palmer, but can't get it to fall. Pius collects the rebound. That shot in and out from Swan. So not only are they struggling a little bit, looks like the luck of the rim's not with the Popes here to start, and it will be Martin Luther basketball, 18-4, the score here on the Fan.
You know, this is always a special game. Coach Wallersheim graduated from Pius a long time ago, but he did graduate from Pius, and he likes playing against Pius.
Imekis, the three, no good. Did go to the ground after, no whistle. Martin Luther with the rebound, another three-point shot. That's Ryan Schofield, his first three of the game. A 42% three-point shooter. It's 21-4.
You know, Ryan has not played the last couple of games because he's had an injured calf, and you can see he's not 100%, but he's trying to fight through it.
Body might not be, but the shot looked good.
Yeah.
10 minutes left in this first half. Pius with the basketball, driving. Pass a little errant, but collected by Herrera. The kick out to Palmer. That three-point shot unable to fall. A 17-point deficit. Three-point shot the other way. And that was Schofield again, no good.
Obi.
Boarded down low by Obi. Obi Backstrom boarded and put back up, and it's 23-4. And for good measure, it's an and-one opportunity.
Now, at the OBU, this was always a quite a challenge here at the free throw line last year. Let's see if he's fixed that. No.
Form looked okay. Shot a little off to the right.
A little? Come on.
It got rimmed.
Come on, Obi.
Here's coach. I don't want to be too mean. You're the coach.
Yeah, well, I'd be yelling at him.
23-4, three-point shot the other way. Nothing is falling for Pius, even when they get good looks. And we're going to have a jump ball off the rebound. The looks haven't been terrible for Pius. The shots just are not falling. And when you're outmatched to start and the shots aren't falling, that's why you look up at the scoreboard. It says 23-4 in favor of Greendale Martin Luther. Pius will have the basketball after the jump ball. Again, going left to right, they look to Herrera, who saves it from going out of bounds. Collected by Rhodes Claiborne, but then they quickly lose it. Here comes Obi Backstrom. Dishes it back to no one. Somehow Imekis finds it. He goes to the left. The kick out to Schofield. Short, rebounded, Obi. Backstrom for two more. And it's 25-4 with 8:56 to go in the first half.
So Obi had an ankle injury that he'd been out. And I talked to Paul on Thursday this week, and he said, look, it might be another 2 weeks. And Obi's back today. And he's doing fine. He looks good. But he had they really thought he hurt his ankle against Thomas More. And he's a quick healer.
Three-point shot, good. The other way, Landon Swan gets on the board. Still a large deficit, but 25-7 looks just a touch better. Martin Luther again going right to left. Martin Luther versus Pius. They've got the 25-7 lead. Nearly added three more. The shot off. Obi with the rebound. The shot back up. No good. And Pius with a winnable possession there. Here comes Bunzel looking into the corner. They go back up top to Rhodes Claiborne. Herrera from the elbow and good. All right, so that's five straight from Pius. 25-9, eight to go in the first half. High School Hoops on the Fan, Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern. Our first of two games today at the Luke Holman Memorial Showcase, Brookfield Central. Three-point shot, again, no good. And now Martin Luther's worked themselves into a couple of one-shot possessions. Basket good at the other end. Make it seven straight for Pius as Rhodes Claiborne gets on the board for the first time today, 25-11.
Yeah, I don't think Coach Wallerstein liked that shot. It was a quick three. It's the kind of three you can get a lot. Just be patient, get good shots.
Three-point shot again. Edsel Bell, that one was short. And now Pius has the opportunity close on the baseline, and he will be fouled, is Kamani Palmer. So seven straight points for Pius, 25-11. It was just 25-4 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, I think Pius picked up their pace a little bit on both sides of the floor. And Martin Luther now is going to come back with three kids that started. Schofield will sit down. Etzel's going to sit down. And Obi go back with their starting five for today's game anyway and see if they can't kind of get back into a rhythm. And that they're going to have to do that offensively. A couple of quick shots here last two times down. I would expect they take their time here and get a good look.
Outside of Landon Swan, Pius has their full starting lineup out there as well. Both free throws were missed. So it's still 25-11. Spartans with the basketball, again going right to left. Last couple of possessions, one shot and no rebound, no bucket, which has allowed Pius to have seven unanswered, go on a quick 7-0 run. And driving on that end is Burris, and he'll be fouled.
Coach Wallerstein's beautiful wife and family just came in the gym. Haven't seen them in a bit. It's good to see them.
Couple of daughters and a boy?
Yes.
Nice looking family.
Yeah, he's got a beautiful wife, very nice gal. Supports Paul quite a bit.
Burris driving and no good. So another good defensive possession for the Popes. Still working hard, haven't given up by any means. Love can't get that one to fall. And he was right on top of the rim there and just couldn't get it to go down. Unlucky on the placement. Good spin move the other way, but unable to cash it in is the freshman Shakur. So here comes Pius driving, and fouled is Landon Swan. Made a big three-point shot earlier. 6:11 to go in the first half. And Pius just down 14. Again, it had the opportunity to get a lot uglier than this at this point. 25-11. 6:11 to go in the first. Coverage today brought to you by Wisconsin Lutheran College. Join them on April 24th as Tim Tebow is coming to town with the 2020 Divine Servant Award. Now, all proceeds will directly impact the college in the form of scholarships. You can see Tim Tebow April 24th. Tickets and sponsorship information, wlc.edu/DSA.
Tebow coming to town. It's pretty good.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a Tebow guy.
I am too. Yeah, it's a great event. I was at that event 2 years ago when Tony Dungy was here, and 4 years ago when George W. Bush got the same award.
Oh, wow.
And now Tim Tebow this year. They do a great job at Wisconsin Lutheran College.
We're going to hear him on Faith in the Zone?
We're trying.
Okay.
We are trying.
Now, both free throws were made from Pius. Martin Luther missed at the other end. It's a 9-0 run here as the shot goes up from Palmer, no good. It's been a few minutes since Martin Luther has scored. Imekis can't get that to go down. Burris with the rebound, and he'll take it out and try to recollect themselves. 5:26 to go in the first. It's 25-13 all of a sudden here at Brookfield Central for the Luke Holman Memorial Classic.
Martin Luther was at their best when Garrett Moore was driving the ball and getting in gaps.
Palmer picks this away and gets the layup to go. Make it an 11-0 run here in the first half. After going down 25-4, it's now 25-15. Pius certainly not out of this one. Palmer has been great for them off the bench so far. Moore looking down low.
Yeah.
And that's Campbell as they finally get back on the board, stopping the 11-0 run.
Look, they've had the most success with Garrett Moore going to the basket and making a decision. And he's gotten to be a very good decision maker. And they've made a great pass for an easy layup.
27-15, this game got a lot more competitive in the last 5 minutes. 4.5 to go here in the first. Bart Winkler alongside Mike McGivern. This one tipped away by Imekis, playing some defense here on the other end. Garrett Moore looking for a shot. Little wall put up on him, so they kick it back out. Top of the key is Burris. They'll go back to Imekis, again going right to left. Greendale Martin Luther, 8-2 overall in the season. Looking like they were having an easy win situation develop here, but Pius has come on strong in the last few minutes. Shot from the corner three, in and out, no good. And looks like over in the back. Campbell goes over the back. So four fouls, I believe, on each team at this point. That'll be the fifth on Martin Luther. So approaching the bonus, but yet to get there. It's been a pretty quick first half.
Hey, at halftime, we're going to have a special guest, Pastor Keith Fleming, big-time college basketball player. We'll talk to him about his days at Maranatha Baptist Bible College. And
Big K.
Yeah, and how the teams in Denver are playing. That's what I want to ask him about.
I see a big Nuggets
Denver
hat.
He's a big Denver fan. We're going to talk football with him.
We could have a Nuggets-Bucks final at the end of the season here. 3:37 to go. And Bradley will get fouled now. So that's 16 fouls on Martin Luther. Again, Martin Luther was up 25-4, an 11-0 run the other way. Pius now just down 12 with 3:37 to go, 27-15, and they've got a couple at the stripe for Richard Bradley, the 6'2 senior guard.
Hey, I want to thank Brookside Baptist Church. They're going to sponsor our player of the game again. And look, that's my church, and I can tell you it's a welcoming, friendly community of believers of different ages and ethnic backgrounds. Services consist of uplifting worship music, biblical preaching from God's Word. You can go to brooksidebc.org. They're located on Pilgrim Road in Brookfield.
Bradley makes the first half, so it's 27-16, 3.5 to go. Driving the other way is Shakur, and he will get fouled. Bucket no good, but he will go to the line for a pair. 27-16. Good effort, though, from Pius to keep them at least competitive. I mean, that was an 11-0 run. They were able to work Martin Luther into just a couple of one-shot defensive possessions, able to get the rebound when the opportunity presented it, and then collect some shots the other way.
So 3:30 to go in the first half, and what happens in a situation like this is you cut it to 9, cut it to 8. After being down like that, the last 3 minutes, now all of a sudden you feel like, okay, we got back in the game. And what happens is if Martin Luther goes on an 8-0 run, something like that, then all of a sudden you're down 18 at half. Very difficult. It's important for Pius to continue doing what they're doing, making good decisions with the ball, and see if you can't get this to about an 8-point halftime. Gives you a chance in the second half.
It's 12 points now as Shakur split the freebies. Pope's coming again left to right out of Pius. Corner three passed up, trying to work it inside instead. And a good kick back out, driving and work back out instead. And that's a three-point shot. And that is money from Rhodes Claiborne. His second three of the game, although did they just count that for just two?
Yes. Foot was on the line.
Well, they've got to correct the scoreboard. They've got it going to the wrong team. Should be 28-18 the score. Scoreboard here does not reflect that. But you guys can't see that, so what's it matter? We'll correct them at half if need be. Shot put up, no good. And rebounded for a jump ball. 2:46 to go. Again, Martin Luther up 28-18.
Yeah, they're going to fix that right now. Should be 28. Boys, there you go.
Last couple of games we've done, we've had some scoreboard issues that have taken up to 15 minutes. That one took 5 seconds. So good to see a good crew here working at the table today at Brookfield Central. Our shouts to them. Three-point shot, no good. Boarded up and blocked. Thought he might have drawn some contact, but Bradley getting that one cleanly. And Pius coming the other way, cutting it to single digits. Dexter Love, just an 8-point game. Mike, this game was left for dead 20 minutes ago.
It was, and we talked about how important it was for this first half of Pius. And if they can keep it single digits to go into halftime with that, very important for them.
More driving and blocked, but it was from behind. So they'll give him the act of shooting, and he'll go to the stripe. Garrett Moore had a really good handful of minutes collectively in the first half.
Look, if we had to give a player of the game for the first half, it would be Garrett Moore right now.
That one in and out from the line.
Played awfully well. And, again, they're playing their best when he's making things happen. His hands are on the ball, and he's going to the basket. Very important.
Moore hopes to make the second one cash. That one in and out. So 0 for 2 on that trip. Rhodes Claiborne with the board. And here comes Pius. 2 minutes to go in the half. Down 8 after being down 21 before an 11-0 run. And much better consistent basketball since then. Oh, yeah. Nearly on the sideline. And the back of his shoe from Jeremiah Davis did touch black. So it will be a turnover for the Popes. And Paul Wallerstein was all over that.
He was right there. In case the refs missed it, he was going to be there for him.
He had it covered. 1:43 to go in the first. 28-20. The Pius crowd getting into it for a good defensive trip. Blocked and then out of bounds. So we'll be Pius ball again. They have really clamped down defensively. It was 25-4. Pius is now on a 16-3 run. A 16-3 run in the last 7 minutes. This has been impressive. 28-20, 90 seconds to go. A 16-3 run.
Another turnover.
Sloppy turnover, though. They were looking inside to Bradley. Imekis the other way. All right, there's two more back for Martin Luther. It's a 10-point game again.
The importance of taking care of the ball and making the easy pass. They're just two really, really bad turnovers for Pius the last two trips down.
He looked into Rhodes Claiborne, did Palmer, but he was going the other way of the basketball. And at the other end, it looks like it will go back to Pius.
Yeah, Martin Luther turnover. But I got to tell you, 2 minutes to go, you fought all the way back. You don't need to try to make ridiculously hard passes. Make the easy pass. Keep doing what you were doing that got you back into the game, which was take care of the ball and knock down shots.
Yeah, you start to feel good about yourself a little bit, but you still realize you're down 8-10 points. But, again, the 16-3 run has brought them back to within 10. Yeah. Look down low. Perfect execution to find Richard Bradley. Great ball movement, and Bradley jumped in the open lane. Coach Wallersheim, very unhappy.
Yeah, Edsel came in. He's a senior that we've worked defensively. They've worked defensively a lot on doing that. And he just left his guy and gave up an open layup. And not something Paul's real fond of.
20 seconds left, 30-22. We said Pius wanted to keep it to within 10 at the start of this game at halftime. They have done that up to this point. 9 seconds. Moore with the basketball. Going to the left. Inside to Obi, up, no good. Obi with his own board fouled. Shot won't go, 2:03 left. And they'll have a couple of chances at points with stoppage time to maybe add to this one. 30-22, 2.3 to go. Backstrom at the stripe. First one is good.
Obi, attaboy.
This is the time to make them, too. These, I mean, every free throw counts the same, but these two right before half,
yeah,
he take an 8-point lead to now a 9-point lead, maybe a 10-point lead. I mean, the difference between 8 and 10, single digits, double digits, is big. 32-22, they've got just a couple of seconds left. 3-point shot at the buzzer from half court won't fall. But a team that was down 25-4 in Pius has stormed back, used a 16-3 run to make it a 10-point game at halftime. Greendale Martin Luther 32, Pius 22. We're at halftime. We'll be back for your halftime show. Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Luke Holman Memorial Showcase halftime of game one between Pius and Greendale Martin Luther, 32-22. Greendale Martin Luther with a lead. It was 25-4 at one point, but Pius with an impressive 11-0 run to bring things back into this. We'll have Menominee Falls and Racine Case for you afterwards. Halftime brought to you by Wisconsin Lutheran College. Join Wisconsin Lutheran College on April 24th as they welcome Tim Tebow, that Tim Tebow, and honor him with the 2020 Divine Servant Award. All proceeds directly impact the college in the form of scholarships. Tickets and sponsorship information available wlc.edu/DSA. And after each game, Mike, we will have the player of the game brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Again, I'm Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern, Pastor Keith Fleming joining us here at halftime.
We are joined by Pastor Keith Fleming. I don't remember who Tim Tebow played professional football for.
Oh, yeah, I can remind you of that.
I'm thinking, so you're a Denver guy?
He's a Denver everything.
Pastor
Denver
Keith Colorado.
Because they won a playoff game with Tebow,
yep,
and then they shipped him out of town.
Well,
I thought they could have won with Tebow.
We got a guy named Manning.
I thought they could have won with Tebow. No, they did win with Manning.
That's right.
I thought they could have won with Tebow.
Pastor Keith Fleming, hey, I can't thank you guys enough. You allow us to do things like this. And we're at Brookside Baptist Church, and that's my church. You know, I'm the valet driver.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Pastor, I've never had more girlfriends in my life.
I know.
75 and above, boy.
You've got them all.
I got them all. But, look, we're looking for creative ways in order to get people to understand what we do at Brookside Baptist Church, what you guys do at Brookside Baptist Church as our head pastors.
Right.
And if somebody asks you, hey, look, can you talk a little bit about some of the things going on at Brookside, what do you tell them?
Yeah, well, just we're a church that loves people. We're a church that loves missions. And we have programs for young people, you know, youth, children, teens, college age, young families. All the way up through seniors, and just a church that loves people, loves the community.
And loves the Lord.
Loves the Lord, yep, above all.
Yeah.
And local here, right off of Pilgrim Road and Capitol. And we'd love to have people, you know, join us.
Yeah, 4470 Pilgrim Road in Brookfield. And, you know, Pastor, you live in the bubble of you are part of the staff, the senior staff,
right,
at Brookside, and you live in that bubble. And I hope that you understand that for me and from the people that go to Brookside Baptist Church, how much the work that you guys do mean to us, and the fact that we can come on Sundays and we can come in on Wednesdays, and the classes that are available, guys like me, the preaching is straight from the Bible. It is
right.
King James Version, and really important that path that you guys are going down, that you continue to be a mission-based Bible-believing church.
Exactly. We want to preach the Bible. We don't want to preach something just because the world's going to accept it or it's the
right
way that, So we are going to preach the Bible and the truth of the gospel first and foremost. And anybody listening out there that's looking for a church, we'd love to have you.
BrooksideBC.org, BrooksideBC.org. Now let's talk about your days at Maranatha Baptist Bible College.
Yes.
You know, would you average 35 a game, something
right,
like that?
Right, right, exactly, yeah. Late 90s,
yeah.
And, you know, we had some success, you know. Back then we'd go to Oklahoma City for nationals.
Yep.
And
nothing good happens in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Pastor Ken will tell you about that. And but great time, and you know, had the opportunity to play with and then be under the coaching of Nate Oates, who's the coach at University of Alabama now. So it's fun. It's fun to have a local guy from Wisconsin.
Oh,
they took down number 4 Auburn this week. So
man, they did. Yep. Hey, how did you get to Maranatha? Where did you grew up in?
Grew up in Denver.
In Denver.
Grew up in Denver, and I had heard, you know, football is my first love when it comes to sports, and they had a football team. And I wanted to go to a Christian school, so I knew that. And they had football and basketball, and so but they also had the schooling that I wanted, the biblical schooling, and so that's how I ended up at Maranatha.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, we're lucky at Brookside Baptist Church to have you and Pastor Ken and certainly your wife and kids that are just delightful.
Right.
Big-time
volleyball players. Yeah. They love volleyball. I love watching them. And
I envy
have a
you
senior,
on that.
Senior next year.
Wow.
One of them and a junior.
When
and
did
I,
you
I
get
just,
old?
I just want to, exactly. I just want to hit the pause button. Can we just extend
just
this time with the girls a little longer, it's, you know?
And no doubt. Well, I appreciate you doing this, and we'll have Pastor Ken join us after the game as we give out the Luke Holman Memorial Showcase Brookside Baptist Church Player of the Game. Pastor, thank you. You're going to stick
around
for the second game.
Gonna
I'd like
around.
To have it at halftime next game
yep,
as well.
We're going to stick around.
He is Pastor Keith Fleming again for Brookside Baptist Church. Go to brooksidebc.org. Bart, a minute 30 to go for tip-off 32-22, Martin Luther over Pius.
We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with the second half. It's high school basketball here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. High school basketball here on The Fan. Greendale Martin Luther 32, Pius 22 is a first of two games that we'll have for you here at the Luke Holman Memorial Basketball Showcase. We're not even halfway through the games that will be played here at Brookfield Central today. There are a handful of games going all the way. Last two tip off at 8:45 and 9 p.m. There's games all day. You can get in and watch the basketball between the two gyms. $10 again to remember Luke Holman and the life that he led here at Brookfield Central and beyond. And again, it's a great day for his family. It's a great day to remember him. It's a great day for Brookfield Central. So we've got basketball here. You can be a part of the cause today, scholarships and raising money for charities. Just $10 will get you in. We've got basketball to watch. We've got the second half underway, 32-22. Pius with the first shot of the second half, no good. Garrett Moore coming the other way now, left to right, and the three-point shot from Joey Imikis. It's a good start to the second half from Martin Luther. They were up 25-4, if you can believe it or not, in the first half. Then a 16-3 run from Pius to go into the locker room just down 10. But Imikis right away answers with a three-point shot, 35-22 as we begin. Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern.
Yeah, and look, I've been a locker room coach a long time. And I'm sure he had a couple of things to say about their energy level and making sure they take care of the ball and on the defensive end as well. Make sure that you know where you are and play within the principles of how we play.
Moore with the steal right away. We saw him do that a lot in the first half. Shakur going up for the shot. He's blocked and taken to the ground. So you know what that means. You go to the line for two. Shot no good, so he will shoot two. 13-point lead. 1 minute transpired in the second half. I don't know what Coach Wallersheim said at halftime. I know you've got an idea.
I do. I know pretty much word for word if you want me to tell you when we get to a break. No, you know what? Paul's been around a long time. He talked to them about making sure their decision process was correct. We only give up one shot. You know what? Defensively, make sure you're boxing out. Make sure you're getting your hand up, stand your feet. And offensively, let's pass the ball. Let's make sure we work the ball and get good shots.
Both of the free throws go down for the freshmen, 37-22 here in the second half. Still got a good 17 minutes of basketball to play. It's now a 15-point lead for Martin Luther. And there'll be a foul. Looks like that was against Campbell. So each team now with one foul here in this.
It's his third. He's coming out.
Second half. Third on Campbell. We didn't get into the bonus last half, so the whistle's relatively clean from the officials in half number one. We'll see if that's a trend in half number two. Again, we'll have another game free after this. Menominee Falls and Racine Case. First free throw, no good from Bradley. He averages about 13 points a game. The team, though, only averages about 40. The scoring is going to come from Bradley, Dexter Love. We haven't seen Rayshon Spruer today. He's not been out there. He's averaging 11 when he gets in. But they've still got a couple of their big-time scorers in. And he makes one of the two free throws, does Bradley. So 37-23. Martin Luther, again, going left to right here in the second half. One shot possession, no good. Driving the other way, going through some bodies.
Totally out of control.
Yeah, that's going to be offensive on Jeremiah Davis, who just checked in. So 92 seconds gone in half number two. And Davis with the team's second foul of the second stanza. Martin Luther again in the all-black uniforms, left to right. Pass nearly gets away from Burris. Checks it down behind him. Back up at the top here. Over to Moore. Imekas penetrating. Back out. Moore resets.
Again, a little more patient offensively, trying to get a good look with Moore making the decisions.
Stop jump. Good from Moore. No good. Foul. No shot. So Moore missed it. Collected by Shakur, but foul before the shot. So Martin Luther will keep the basketball under the hoop. 14-point lead. Quick inbound to Obi Backstrom. And the lead back up to 16.
It's my play.
It's your play.
Yeah. Still running that. That worked out well. Glad to see they're still running that.
Well, if it works, keep doing a good inbound play. Caught Obi right away. And it's a 16-point lead. Pius right to left. Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern, Luke Holman Memorial Showcase. Pitts Pius against Greendale Martin Luther. And Greendale Martin Luther with a 16-point lead. And the basketball again as the ball goes out of play.
Look, the last 5 minutes of play, I think Pius has had about six turnovers, and that's been the difference here.
Well, you saw they can put it together. They had a 16-3 run.
Right.
The end of the first half, things kind of got away from them. Not a good start here to the second half. Just the 1 point so far here off the free throw. Good defense there from Rhodes Claiborne, who knocks it away, but the ball will stay with the Spartans.
Look, basketball sometimes a pretty easy sport. Make the easy pass, knock down shots, don't turn the ball over and defend. I mean, those are kind of some principles, and they've turned the ball over a lot here the last 5 minutes, and that's why it went from an 8-point to a 16-point lead.
Imekas up top, 19. Nearly dead on, and he drains the three. Again, a 36% shooter from distance. And Martin Luther's up 42-23 now.
So defensively, Pius, the kid came out without his hand up and let Joey just raise up and shoot that three over him. You got to understand that, again, this is one of the best three-point shooters in the state. You got to make sure when you close out with a high hand.
So you want to talk about a game of runs. They open 25-4, does Martin Luther. Pius comes back 16-3 run. It's now a 10-1 run here at halftime. Make it 10-3. As Dexter Love gets it off the glass, 42-25. But if Pius is going to stay in this one, they've got to clamp down defensively, and they've got to do it sooner rather than later. Moore driving to his left. He's like that space throughout the day. Kick back out. They find top of the key Shakur. Very good-looking night for the freshman so far here. Moore back at the elbow. Looking over, top of the key. Couple of good moves from Shakur, who takes on two defenders. Shot a little off, though.
And that's, you hear Coach Wallerstein saying, why? We're running good stuff. You don't need to force anything. But he's a freshman. You know the best thing that happens to freshmen? They become sophomores.
I mean, good minutes from the freshman. I mean, the talent's certainly there.
No doubt. And then all of a sudden, that's what freshmen do. He just did a 360 spin move or 180 spin move into about three guys and threw the ball away when they were running their stuff and getting some good looks.
There was a foul at the other end again. Pius going right to left. Rhodes Claiborne gets an opportunity for two of them, and he makes them both from the line, 42-27.
1-3-1-3 quarter court trap. First time we've seen that for Pius today.
Corner three from Imekas, blocked from Hainish, collected by Martin Luther. And another block. So good defensive possession from Pius. Here comes Jeremiah Scott. They look to the corner. Driving Rhodes Claiborne. and he's fouled again. So Rhodes Claiborne able to go to the line, work himself into the paint, draw the contact, and get back to the stripe. And when you're down 15, there's no better way to get points than when the clock's not moving. They'll get the chance for two of them here. First one is good. 13:50 to go. After the game, we'll have your Brookside Baptist Church player of the game. Brookside Baptist Church, welcoming friendly community of believers of different ages and ethnic backgrounds. Pretty much come one, come all. Services consist of uplifting worship music and biblical preaching from God's Word. Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 Pilgrim Road, right down the road here in Brookfield, brooksidebc.org.
About 10 minutes from shoreward, by the way. Maybe 15 minutes, in case you were wondering. Rocco might need to get in there with me.
It's about 20 today with the snow. Had a hard time getting out of the bottom of the driveway. Because I clear it, and then the city pounds it again. You guys know the feeling. 42-29 after those made free throws. And now a good block at the other end. So Pius, just when you think that they're out of it, this happened in the first half, showing more life here. They're only down 13 to go. Basket on this possession would be huge. Off-balance shot from Love. I have to think they could have found a better one. Other end here, that one hurts. Trey Burris off the window. 44-29, back to a 15-point game. Pius getting that window, getting that opening. And Martin Luther quickly, a quick possession, and Burris at the glass gets it to fall. 12:53 to go, 15-point lead. Pius with the basketball right to left on that radio.com app. Take us anywhere for free. Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern. Rhodes Claiborne driving again. Has done a good job at drawing contact. This one, he slithers through, gets it to go off the backboard.
He's keeping them in a little bit.
He is. This has been all him this half, 44-31. Both teams working with some fouls. We may see the bonus here sooner rather than later. Draw contact if you're Pius. Martin Luther here with the basketball, again going left to right. Driving again is Morris, Moore. He's been so good driving, especially one-on-one.
Yeah,
if you just put one defender on him, he's going to get by you.
You know, he got to the basket, switched hands right to left, and laid that in. That's a good play by Garrett.
46-31. Blocked. Imekis. Defensively, he's had a good second half here. Has made plenty of shots from distance. Now driving for this one to kick out. They're going to find Moore top of the key. Beautiful. Garrett Moore.
All started with Joey's block. He blocks a lot of shots. I used to get on him last year because I said, I don't think you're a shot blocker. He's like, Coach, look at the stats. I'm such a shot blocker.
It's 49-31. We may have to cut this Brookside Baptist Church player of the game plaque in half between Moore and Imekis.
Yeah, I think Moore right now. I do. And Joey's had a great game, but I think it all starts right now with Deuce, with Garrett Moore.
49-31. Foul. As Pius is driving, that would be the fifth against Martin Luther. And Campbell's got to check back out again.
Yeah.
So he just came back in, and that's four on him. Pius to inbound, 49-31 they trail. Looking down low. A swarm of defenders leaves an open man up top. Shot won't fall from Bradley. And here comes Martin Luther, and it starts with Moore. And a double dribble.
Yeah, he saw Imekis coming down, and he was going to make that pass, and he didn't see the defensive player there. He picked it up and put it back down. Double dribble in any gym in the state right there.
Pius down 18. They were down 21. They climb back to be down just eight. They're down 18 now with 10.5 to go here of game one of two of our broadcast games here all day at Brookfield Central. Luke Holman Memorial Classic. Taken away by Imekis, and he's driving. Shot up short, rebounded, and put back in from Trey Burris. trying to get back up to his 10-point per game average. 51-31 with 10 to go. Martin Luther playing very well in the second half.
Another steal.
And here comes Moore, and he's all alone. Takes the contact and drives it in anyway. And it's now a 22-point lead, the biggest of the game. Timeout. We'll keep it right here.
Hey, who makes the decision on player of the game? Is it you and I? Is it the pastors at Brookside Baptist Church? I'm trying to figure this out.
Well, there's two of them, and there's two of us.
And if we played them two-on-two in basketball, well, I've seen you play, maybe not.
We could take them two-on-two in bowling.
We could.
We had a little company party yesterday.
In basketball, you would just have to defend and let me shoot.
Hey, you know who I want to give a shout-out to today?
Who?
Ode Osborne. Ode, I talked to this guy on a Wings Things podcast last June, and he was training to be in the UFC. He's a teacher at one of the schools here in the area. I forget offhand where he teaches, but he's a teacher. He loves his students, and on the side, he's been training to be in the UFC. He won a contract last summer. He is in UFC 246 tonight on the main card.
Is he really?
You've got Anthony Pettis on the main card tonight, right, from Milwaukee. You've also got Ode Osborne. This guy, I did not know him before I talked to him. Within 5 minutes, I would have followed him anywhere.
Really?
He is the most positive dude that I've talked to you a lot. But this guy, so he's fighting in UFC tonight, two Milwaukee guys. I'm not a UFC guy per se, but this card tonight has two Milwaukee guys. So I did a Wings Things podcast with him. You can check that out at the fan.
Do you know where Anthony Pettis went to high school?
I do not.
Whitefish Bay Dominican.
How about that?
He's a Dominican Knight.
They've got a big game this weekend. Do they not?
Yes, and they had a big game this week. They lost to St. Catharines, and now they're going against LeBron's Suns team, I believe.
That game I think you can stream.
And then Wednesday they play at Martin Luther.
So just a big week all around.
Yes.
So out of the timeout, 9:39 to go. Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern, we'll have Racine Case and Menominee Falls for you next. We do have to give away our Brookside Baptist Church player of the game. I think it's down to Garrett Moore and Joey Imakis, should the score hold. Down 22.
Yeah, right now I would give it to Moore. I just think he is Joey's had a really good game, but a lot of his stuff is coming off things that Garrett Moore is doing.
I don't know if I have a vote, but I would agree with you. James Bunzel hits a three-point shot from the corner, so it's 53-34 with 9 minutes to play.
Great Burris.
And Burris has done it a couple of times where Pius makes a big shot, and Burris right away is like, you know what, passing is fun and stuff. I'm just going to take it and score and kill this momentum that they may be brewing on the other side.
And do you know that defensively, we're talking to Coach Wallersheim, he loves everything Trey does offensively, but on the defensive end, he's kind of their stopper at this point. If you want to know who the best player is on the other team, normally I look to see junior Trey Burris is guarding.
Good night for him defensively and adding to his point total throughout the night as well. This one's stolen, and then he's going to be fouled immediately. Edsel Bell back in. The 5'11 senior guard will be fouled by Landon Swan.
Yeah, I needed Edsel to do that. He had a rough first half, and it was good to see Edsel defensively get in the gap and take that errant pass, and like to see him hit a shot. He can shoot the ball, gets his feet set on a good, when he leans into it, he can shoot it.
I believe that's the fifth foul against Martin Luther. That hasn't been added to the scoreboard yet.
That was against Pius, yes.
Against Pius. Martin Luther does have five against them. I think it was the fifth against Pius, but we'll see what the officials say. Three-point shot. Edsel no good. Boarded up by Obi. And he'll get that one. If I'm Edsel, I say, hey, give me the assist. I made the three-point shot they missed. You rebounded it and put it back in. I'll take the dime on that one. 57-34, 8 minutes to go. Martin Luther, a 23-point lead, their largest of the game. They did lead by 21 in the first half. Pius brought it to within eight, but Martin Luther has been pretty dominant since then once again. No good for Pius. Layup off the rim. Garrett Moore. How many times have you heard the name? Garrett Moore.
Deuce.
Now a 25-point lead for the Spartans. And ball out of play. And it looks like Martin Luther basketball. 59-34, 7:42 to go in the second half.
So last year, about the second practice of the year, Garrett Moore Deuce, as they call him, went down with a bad ankle sprain, and he missed kind of the first 10 to 14 days of practice in the early games, and it really put him behind a little bit.
Well, there's no signs of that today.
No, none. And he played against the two best guards in the state, in my mind, last year, with Ace Evans and Traquan Carrington, and he got a chance to play against them every day in practice, and you're seeing that all of that work he's put in.
He's going to take a three, which goes off the front end of the rim. Boarded up by Pius, again, right to left. James Bunzel driving with his left. Looks in the corner. Three-point shot good. It's Kamani Palmer. Palmer's had a nice game on both ends of the floor. Not a perfect game by any means, but not a guy that started today. The six-foot senior has come off the bench and played very well. 22-point deficit for the Popes. They're right around their average, 37 points a game. They've got that right now. And a foul will give the basketball to Martin Luther.
Timeout, Martin Luther. And it is a full timeout.
So we'll take a minute timeout ourselves. We're back in 60 seconds here at the Luke Holman Memorial Classic here on The Fan. We're at the Luke Holman Memorial Showcase. Basketball games all day at Brookfield Central to honor the legacy of Luke Holman. It's been 15 years nearly since he passed away, a student in lacrosse, a student at Brookfield Central, and they've done a variety of things to not just have his death be what's remembered, but also his life. And now kids playing basketball and raising money for scholarships, and we're here broadcasting on The Fan. Just a couple of the games today at Brookfield Central. This one, Bart Winkler alongside Mike McGivern, is between Greendale Martin Luther and Pius. The Catholic Popes, they trail right now to Pius 59-37. It was a all-Martin Luther game in the first half. Pius climbed back, brought it to within eight after being down 21. But in the second half, Martin Luther has looked every bit of the state champion defenders that they were, winning the D3 title with Coach Paul Wallersheim a year ago. Interesting game for us as Mike McGivern, a coach on that team, assistant coach, on the call here today with me again, Bart Winkler on The Fan. Martin Luther with the basketball. They're sort of in wind the clock down mode, even with 6 minutes to go. Pretty much in hand on this one, 59-37, as they will have the basketball off of a foul and have it out of bounds. That's six against Pius here. But they will get the quick turnover. And here they come with Jeremiah Scott. Looking down low, Scott back with the basketball, driving, slapped away. Good defense by Obi. A double dribble, however, from Pius will be the official turnover. 59-37. 5:40 to go here on The Fan. 5:38 to go. Mike McGivern.
I should never be hitting buttons, don't you think?
What are you doing?
Just hitting a button. Want to see what happened?
Well, welcome. Welcome back.
Yeah, I turned your mic off. Now I know how to do that.
Yeah, well, don't do it again.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. It depends if you say good things about me or not.
I only ever do.
Attaboy.
59-37, Martin Luther on top. Again, Racine Case and Menominee Falls will be the broadcast we have here next for you. Back up top to Imicus. So you coach with Wallersheim. How long are we going to keep the starters in from our Luther?
Until Pius changes.
Okay.
Pius starts taking kids off the bench, and then he will as well.
Imicus up top.
Again, very patient right now, trying to get a good look.
Really no rush.
No.
At this point. They do get a shot off the baseline from Imicus, but that doesn't fall. And now Pius the other way. They're down 22. I think that, you know, the effort was very good for them. Down 21, coming back with a 16-3 run. But you're right. You had such a good 5-6 minutes of basketball that you took a 21-point deficit down to 8 And then the play got a little sloppy after that. I don't know if it's just you lose focus after such a good period of basketball. Maybe you think, hey, this is happening for us, and then you just maybe take the possessions for granted. But they will work themselves back into this for a while.
Yeah, here's what I think happens. Then you have players that start to try to do things that they weren't doing before that. You know what? They didn't turn the ball over.
Imicus corner three, 62-37.
Yeah, they didn't turn the ball over, took care of the ball, defended. They only gave up one shot each possession down and got a good look. And then all of a sudden they started dribbling too much and trying to do too much and start turning the ball over. And that's where the problems come in.
62-37, 4 minutes to play. Three-point shot from Bunzel. He's made a couple of those tonight.
He has. You know, it's either his dad or his uncle, Bunzel's Meat Market on Burleigh. One of the best meat markets around, I'm telling you. That's where I shop. Sometimes. I'm a pick and save guy.
And Robert's Specialty Meats is pretty good.
It is. On my side of town, though, Bunzel's been around a long time. It's a pious family. It's a good family. Nice people.
I'll have to get in there. 2 points the other way. And here comes Pius going right to left on your dial. 64-40, 3:30 to go. Pius is next up. They host Milwaukee Regan on Tuesday.
Ronald Reagan. Yep, Milwaukee Reagan.
Milwaukee Luther, or I'm sorry, Martin Luther, takes on Dominican at home on Wednesday.
Yep. Giannis's brother's going to give him some trouble.
Imicus for three. That one off. It'll be boarded up by Pius. What kind of effort can we expect from Martin Luther against Dominican? Dominican seems to be, with Giannis's brother, Alex, they seem to be the team that, you know, casually people are aware of.
No, they are. And they might be the second-best team in a really good Metro Conference. We're seeing St. Catharines right now, who beat Dominican at Dominican by four the other night, is probably the class of the conference. And then Martin Luther is right there. It'll be interesting. I'm going to go to that game. Want to see how Martin Luther plays against Dominican. Dominican's got a lot more size than Martin Luther does. But I think if Martin Luther is shooting the ball well and Deuce Garrett Moore continues to play the way he's playing, I think that they can stay with him.
So you mentioned with Burris being on the best player.
Yeah, defensively.
He's going to be on Alex Adetokounmpo?
Yes.
I mean, their size disadvantage is major.
Look, this is for my – look, where I'm sitting now, I'm not in the locker room, not at practice every day. This is what I think so.
That will be interesting to watch is if it is Burris, he's only 6'1". Only 6'1", but when you're matched up against guys that are, you know, as tall as the Adetokounmpo brothers are, that's going to be quite the challenge. That game coming up on Wednesday.
Well, and he's the kind of kid that – look, he takes those kind of challenges, and I think he's got really good balance and leverage. And if you can keep him off the glass, and that's hard to do. That's hard to do. But he's the kind of kid that likes that kind of challenge, and he's got some toughness and moxie to him, and it'll be interesting to see. I know this. I know that both teams, Martin Luther and Dominican, are going to be prepared and well-coached for that game.
64-42 here.
You thought Jimmy Guy's retired, huh?
I mean, we had him on the morning show 4 years ago, and Mike Wickett, like, cried about it because of how great of a coach Jim Guy was. So that's my only frame of reference.
Maybe when he left King, and maybe that's about as long as he's been over at Dominican.
I think the timing works on that one. 66-42, 1:46 to go. Pius with the basketball, and they've taken out some of their guys. Here comes Obi Backstrom with the steal, and it's going to be a travel. We'll take 10 seconds for station identification. We're right back here on The Fan.
WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa. The Packers are one game away from going to Miami to play in the Super Bowl. We're talking about the Packers NFC Championship game here on The Fan.
66-42 as Martin Luther leads Pius. 1:34 to go in this game, a game that Martin Luther was in control of early. Pius did work their way back, but Martin Luther just too strong under Coach Paul Wallersheim tonight. Both of these teams in action last night. I don't know if I saw too much rust from either team for playing the night before. Some of the shots for Pius weren't falling. I thought they were taking good looks, just couldn't get those shots to fall. And then with Martin Luther being on the glass so good early, it kind of took away any momentum they could get early. But I didn't see too much. I wouldn't say that last night
no.
would be the reason for any of the rust.
I agree with you on that part. I do. I think defensively and how Martin Luther came out had more to do with it than any kind of rust.
We'll have your Brookside Baptist Church player of the game after this one. Three-point shot is good as some of the Martin Luther bench mob gets into it. 69-42, 50 clicks to go.
I think that was Russell, wasn't it? Hit that at three.
All I know is it's the loudest that the Spartans bench has been all night. Russell, the 6'1 guard. Pius with the basketball, right to left, 30 clicks to go.
We got to make our decision, player of the game. I think we've made it, right? Do we need to talk to those pastors to find out who it is? But I think we've made the decision on this thing.
We'll have that for you after the break. We'll hear from the player who does win the plaque. It's a nice plaque from our friends at Ideal Logos and Awards.
It's Smokin' Hot Mary.
Oh, that's where she is?
Yes. Smokin' Hot Mary helped us out with these.
Janesville Road in Hales Corners. Pius down low is Will Dahlstrom. He'll get on the box score. 5 seconds. One more shot for good measure. And that's Shakir. So Martin Luther make it a final 71-44. Both teams right around their average for scoring. No real surprise here. Good contest as Luke Holman's parents go out to honor the player of the game as well. We will do the same. Greendale Martin Luther 71, Pius Catholic 44. We will have the player of the game coming up next, as well as Menominee Falls and Racine Case for you. High school basketball doubleheader right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the 2020 Luke Holman Memorial Showcase. We're live at Brookfield Central. Good win for Martin Luther over Pius. And our Brookside Baptist Church player of the game is Garrett Moore. I call him Deuce. I don't think I've ever called you Garrett my whole life. Deuce, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are also joined by Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church, who actually made the decision for you, Garrett, but it was four votes and all four had you. Look, I coached you last year, and watching you this year, it's like a whole different player. And again, you're getting a lot of time this year. This is your team,
yeah.
Starting point guard in this team. I think you guys play your best when you're getting in caps, you got the ball in your hand making decisions. Been a pretty good start of the year for you.
Yeah, we did good. Like at the start of the year, we really didn't know how to play with each other because
right.
You know last year like we didn't really play a lot.
No,
it was kind of like a new team. We had to just adjust and just learn how to play with each other and build chemistry.
Well, hey, Garrett, I was gonna say you did a great job of controlling the flow of the game, and your first step beating guys to the bucket is beautiful. And plus, you know how to pass.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so.
not bad. You know, he didn't know any of that until I started coaching.
Yeah, I bet not, man.
You know I'm just kidding. His dad, his mom and dad taught him a lot of that. Hey, Garrett, the difference between a junior and a senior, obviously a little bit older, everything slows down a little bit for you.
Bad.
But these guys, you've played with Imakis, and you've played with Schofield, and you've played with Obi. These
yeah.
are your guys. You've been playing with these guys for a long time.
Yeah, I've been playing with them since freshman year, and like since we played on every level together. And we just all came up together, and we just grew as brothers. So on the court, it shows. Like, it just shows we know how to play with each other, and it's just easier.
Hey, how difficult was that for you last year? Look, you started as a freshman, got all kinds of playing time. Started as a sophomore in JV, got all kinds of playing time. You then become a junior, come onto a varsity team that has the two best guards in the state. You got to play
yeah.
against them every day in practice. But how hard is that for you as a kid that's used to playing to not get a lot of playing time? Was that difficult?
Yeah, at first it was hard because, of course, I wanted to get out there on the floor. But I just had to know my role, and I had to know what I was coming into with the guards we had last year. And they just really got me better, and like they really helped me a lot. I'm kind of glad it happened last year like that, because it made me better this year as a senior and more of a leader.
Hey, Pastor, you know what's really funny is last year, and it's not funny, but it tells you a lot about who this young man is. He got injured the first day of tryout, and it was a bad injury, and he was out for probably 10 to 14 days, something like that. And even when he came back, it took him a little bit. And at that point, you know, we as coaches, we kind of moved on. We got to move. We got to get on. And so it took him a while to even get in some of the drills we were doing in practice. And once he got healthy again, you saw a spark. You saw today how good Garrett Moore is. But last year was a hard place for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, a lot of times that's where you learn your greatest lessons, Garrett, right there during those hard days.
Yeah.
And that's where you, you know, will actually get better because of those trials and those difficulties.
Yesterday at our game, we had a home game. It was just like that. It was a trial. It was a fight. I think that's why we played so good today, because yesterday we like our defense, it wasn't there like that. And coaches told us we got to come out today because we got a big game Wednesday, and we didn't look ready. But today, I think today we got it done. We look ready for Wednesday.
4 years I was at Martin Luther, we never seemed to play well against Racine Lutheran. And it has a lot to do with what they run, how they run it.
Coach was
like
telling
that.
Us that they got their legendary coach. And at first, we really didn't believe him.
Jeff Christensen.
Yeah, we really didn't believe him. We thought we were just going to go out there and win. But they came out, and it was a dogfight. We didn't win. We didn't just blow them out. They fought hard.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that makes you guys better in the long run.
They
asked me what I thought Coach Wallerstein was talking about today at halftime, and I told him I'd let him know later. He's not the kind of yeller. You got to understand, we coached together for a long time, and back in the day, he would have really gotten after it. I would assume today he just talked about making sure we take care of the ball. Get in gaps, make good decisions, get us into offense, and limit them to one shot, correct?
Yeah. Well, at halftime, he just told us that, of course, we came out hard this game. We got up by a lot, as you've seen, they started playing harder, and they play more physical. And he was just telling us, like, don't back down. Like, just because they play more physical, you got to match their energy. Like, you got to just come back.
He is Garrett Moore. He's our player of the game. I want to thank Brookside Baptist Church. And it is a welcoming, friendly community of believers of different ages and ethnic backgrounds, where services consist of uplifting worship music, biblical preaching from God's Word. Brookside Baptist Church, located 4470 Pilgrim Road in Brookville. Go to brooksidebc.org. Hey, Deuce, thanks a lot. We'll let you get with your team. Please take this beautiful plaque, again, courtesy of Brookside Baptist Church and Ideal Logos, as our Luke Coleman Memorial Player of the Game.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Luke. Hey, Luke. All right, Deuce, good to see you again.
All right, good to see you.
All right, we'll see you later. Hey, Pastor, so this go ahead, Deuce. Go ahead. I'm going to let you take that off real quick. Ooh, hey, Pastor, so this you know what? Why don't you go ahead and get a picture? Hey, if Bart can get a picture with the two of you. You know, Garrett Moore, the kind of game that he had today is exactly the kind of player that we want to talk about as far as our Brookside Baptist player of the game. And my guess is he had about 17 points, 10 assists. Might have had two turnovers, had six or seven rebounds. And I'll tell you what, did a great job of making sure that Martin Luther got into their stuff and kept that game to where it needed to be. Ended up winning by about 25. And want to thank again Garrett Moore for having that happen at Brookside Baptist Player of the Game. Let's get to a break. Guys, back in the studio. Other side of the break, we'll do a quick pregame on our next game as Menominee Falls takes on Racine Case on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.